Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And that's right, we welcome in Felix Johnson back to the program. Felix, welcome back here to Sports Daily as the Chiefs just keep on trucking on their way. Seven straight AFC championships, looking for a third straight Super Bowl. Nothing changes, right? Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes is in this thing now for lifetimes for a lot of NFL fans. And we're right smack in the middle of it. How excited are you for this game?
You know, it's going to be really exciting. I'm a big football fan in general. I mean, obviously the Chiefs matter, but when you get to see two quarterbacks of this caliber with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I mean, we only get to see this a handful of times every year. I mean, luckily we've seen this particular matchup for the last 4 years now, but how many times did we get to see Manning Brady? It was only five times, and those two guys played for 20 years apiece, and Brady played forever and a half. But it's awesome that we get to see that as football fans and as Chiefs fans. We've dominated that matchup, and so it's even more exciting to see that. And so hopefully things continue on Sunday.
Who's got more pressure on their shoulders, do you think? Is it Josh Allen trying to get rid of all of the demons of not being able to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs? Or is it Mahomes trying to lead the Chiefs to something that has never been done before in the NFL?
You know, I think for Josh Allen, it's the same conversation we've had every year. And so to me, the pressure kind of reduces a little bit. It's like if he loses to Mahomes again, well, he just lost to Mahomes again. For Patrick Mahomes, I think it's completely different in that the Chiefs probably will never have a chance to go for a three-peat ever again. Like, Travis Kelce's not playing for that much longer. Patrick Mahomes is 30. Like, he's going to be 30 next year. I know that's plenty of time in quarterback years. But Andy Reid, obviously, well into his 60s now. So this team is never going to be able to three-peat again. So you have to do this, and especially against probably the best team remaining other than yourself. I'd probably say this is probably the Super Bowl this weekend. And so I think the pressure of history and just every year we're trying to win the Super Bowl is on Patrick Mahomes, because they probably won't be able to three-peat ever again.
And then how do they do it? That's where I'm fascinated by this game, because I thought last week it was predictable that Kelce was going to have a big game. It was, you know, the way that game played out, you could see it coming. I can't get a good grasp of this one. Both of these teams have been very happy to let the other teams make mistakes lately and then take advantage of them. We saw that last week in the games that they played, and it worked. But can you go into this one, like if you're the Chiefs or the Bills, can you go in with that same mindset of let's sit back and let them make mistakes? Because now you're playing the team that doesn't do that anymore. Right. Or do you think aggression ramps up a little bit? Vegas certainly does. They got a total at 48.5 today. They think this thing will be aggressive like that. What's your take on it?
I think it will be too. I mean, the only team that the Chiefs have allowed 30 points to in the last 2 years is the Buffalo Bills. And so I think from a matchup standpoint, you kind of got to factor in, oh yeah, Jalen Watson, the Chiefs' number two corner, wasn't there for them against the Bills. And Hollywood Brown hadn't been there all season long. And so there's another layer to the offense and defense. So Spags can be a little bit more creative when it comes to pressure. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid have another target to work with. They had a big shot go down the field to Hollywood Brown, didn't connect on it, being that Xavier Worthy was the only receiver to catch a ball last week. But I think that there's so much different from the week, whatever 8 or 9 matchup that it was for the Chiefs, at least just having guys back. And I guess the same thing can be said for the Bills, and they have, like we've talked about here, the revenge that they want from their hearts, like from the last 3 years. They're trying to beat the Chiefs like everybody else is.
I'm not sure that, you know, I know that total is pretty high, but I don't know if that's really the recipe for the Chiefs. Like, I'm not sure that getting into a track meet with the Bills and what they can do with the explosive offense and everything is really the way that the Chiefs want to try to win this game. Can they do it? I mean, maybe with Hollywood Brown back and all of that, but as we all know, the Chiefs haven't scored more than 30 points in a single game this year. The Bills have done it 13 times. They've scored 30 or more points. So how do you feel like if the Chiefs want to, you know, obviously take down what the Bills are wanting to do, is it trying to slow the pace of the game down, controlling the ball and keeping the Bills off the field? Or do you think that if this game does get into a track meet, that we'll see a different kind of Chiefs that we've, you know, than we've seen all season long?
You know, I think that that's kind of how the Chiefs have to win. I think that the Bills have kind of handcuffed themselves over the last year and a half and some change, and they haven't really suffered from it by having Josh Allen just say, you know what, no interceptions, no turnovers, but he's not putting up these crazy performances like we've seen year in and year out. Until this year, he's going to be – might win the MVP this year. We'll see, depending on how the voters feel about Lamar Jackson's year. But I think that in that particular scenario, the Chiefs have capitalized on Josh Allen's mistakes. He throws a pick or two or a fumble and different things like that. Like even in last year's game where he played as safe as possible on that last drive, what did he have? He had a fumble that I believe Dawson Knox fell on and a ball that hit L'Jarius Sneed in the hands. And that was on the last drive right before they missed the field goal. So I think Josh Allen has that mistake proneness inside of him, but that's what the Bills need to win. And so the Chiefs on the other side, just keep up with them offensively. And that might just mean scoring 27 points. That's not 30 points. And it's not the craziest thing we've seen. We saw them put up 23 last week against the Texans defense that is better than this Bills defense. And so I think that we see a Chiefs offense like we have seen in the playoffs in years past. They put up points and they're just going to find a way to win the same way they do every year because it's the playoffs.
All right, Felix, let's talk about Xavier Worthy. I keep getting this there's this little thing in the back of my head that keeps, you know, whispering to me that this will be an Xavier Worthy game. Like this will be his chance here to do something special. I just have this feeling that they'll use him in some really creative ways. And if they are going to take some shots, which they probably will take at least a few, he's going to have opportunities to make his mark on this season. And this is the game I think he'll have a chance to do it. Do you see anything from him, the receivers in general, or do you think this is another Kelce type game?
Well, you know, that lingering feeling in the back of your head, Jacob, every defensive coordinator all year has felt that despite him not having this big deep threat type of season where we're expecting him to have 850-yard touchdowns. Well, just because he might, you never know. Like, I mean, exactly, because he's just that fast. You don't know. And then you add in Hollywood Brown on the other side of it, and then Kelce, and then Patrick Mahomes is going to make it all work because that's what he does. I think that you're right to always have that feeling in the back of your head where it's like, he dropped it again. All right, here we go. Or he ran out of bounds or whatever the case may be. But I think we're at that point in the season, and obviously conference championship, he's no longer a rookie. He's played this full year. And so it might be this week, it might be the Super Bowl, and he might start next season with that rejuvenated power, kind of like what we saw from Rashee Rice last year. And in regards to Travis Kelce, it's the playoffs. I mean, that's what Travis Kelce does. He shows up in the playoffs, had 7 catches for 117 yards last week, and we didn't expect that from him if we would have saw the previous 16 games that he played. And so I just think it's Travis Kelce's time, and he's only got a handful of games left because he's 35 or however old he is now. He's only got a handful of games left that he's like, all right, we're going to prove my legacy in these moments, and that will be the conference championship and the Super Bowl.
I thought the pass rush, Felix, in the game against the Texans was a revelation. I mean, you know, usually it'll be one of the guys being able to, you know, get to the quarterback and have a good game, whether that's Chris Jones or George Karlaftis. But it was both of those guys and Felix and Udike Uzama. Was that more of them able to get past the offensive line for the Texans? Or do you think that there's something there that can carry over in this game this weekend where they can have some success against the Bills?
You know, if you paid any attention to the Texans all year long, you kind of knew that was the way that they were going to have to beat them, especially when you have a guy like Chris Jones. And I know that not every team has that, but at the same time, Chris Jones, and then you add in FAU, fantastic first name, by the way. and then you add in George Karlaftis, which I had a caller on my old radio show that I used to do many moons ago that would say, is George Karlaftis actually good, or is it because Chris Jones is getting double teamed or whatever it is. I think this year proved that George is that guy. Like, he's going to be there for a very long time, and maybe even beyond the Chris Jones contract that was put so many Chiefs fans in a fit last year. So I think that this pass rush, when you just think about the individual guys, yeah, the Chiefs have a fantastic pass rush. And then you factor in Chris Jones is getting a double team. Well, then George is on a one-on-one. Charles Menehu, who has been phenomenal since he came back from the injury. And then the same thing with FAU coming on. And then Mike Dana, who pops up out of nowhere and gets a sack at it every now and then. So I'm a really big fan of where the Chiefs pass rush is now in general. And we just saw that last week.
I'm going to give you one more here, Felix, and it's on the other side of that conversation. The Chiefs' offensive line, Joe Tooney's been much better. We know it's not perfect. How confident are you that that can hold up throughout the rest of whatever this postseason run looks like and against a team like Buffalo?
I think that that's going to be where Buffalo puts their emphasis. But again, I don't think they have the pass rush necessarily. I think that Greg Rousseau can be interesting, but I think that can be managed. I think that last week, the biggest thing going into the game was Houston's pass rush is about to dominate Kansas City, and that's how Houston's going to win the game. That's the only way Buffalo can win this game, and that's probably their weakest. I wouldn't necessarily say their pass rush is the weakest, but of the four phases, Buffalo's defense is probably the worst. I mean, this is the team that lost to the Rams by giving up 44 points. They beat the Lions but still gave up 41. So I still think that this is a Buffalo defense that knows they need a pass rush and still can't get there for whatever reason. And so I don't think we're going to see that be that big of a problem for what we talked about last week. Patrick Mahomes has his scrambling, his iconic runs and everything. I won't be shocked if that happens, but the Buffalo pass rush hasn't really worried me that much outside of Greg Rousseau.
Felix Johnson, you can find him on X at Felix R. Johnson. You can find his work at Field Vision. You can find his work at Arrowhead Addict. We appreciate having you in here, Felix, and hopefully we're doing it again because the Chiefs keep winning, and we don't have to have conversations about anything else but the next game.
Absolutely. Oh, man, my heart's palpitating my DraftKings account.
Yeah, I know. We're all making bets. We're running out of time. That's the great fear of the next few weeks is we're almost out of football betting. Felix, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Oh, man, that is going to make me sad, Tommy. Like, I'm going to be pretty bummed. Like, that's such a big part of my weekends now. Like, the routine that I have of, like, looking through things, getting everything ready, going at it a certain way. That's almost gone.
You know, you can bet other sports, right? Like, I know that there are.
Yeah, you sure can. Yeah. And you can, you know, I'm not very good at it. I still like to have fun with it, but I feel like I do okay in football. And so, like, I like that more. I get a better read on it. College basketball is flipping impossible this year. Normally, I feel like college basketball is a great opportunity. I have had a hard time with college basketball this year.
Got to get you into the golf betting because, like, there's a pretty decent angle there, you know, to get in and have a little bit of success.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not going to sit and watch golf, though, which I don't – but because I'll sit and watch football or I'll watch college basketball. But, yeah, maybe there's something to take there. I could take a swing at a few things. I know I like to do the majors with everybody else. But, you know, on a weekly basis, I'd need some lessons, we'll call it that, on how to attack that. But we're ready. We're going to pick these games in the second hour. Excuse me. We'll pick them both. We'll pick the Chiefs, the Bills. Seeing that line today at 1.5. The over-under at 48.5, so there's been movement there in these NFL championship games. Not in the other one. The other one's kind of stayed the same all week. But we'll pick them. We'll have the full cast in for the second hour. Let's talk when we come back a little bit about this coaching stuff in the NFL. It was a wild day yesterday. That's next on SportsNet.